Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into how hackers are using AI to create and spread malware. Our source material for this deep dive is this document called Pasted Text. And let me tell you, it's pretty eye-opening stuff. Get ready for some surprises, because it's not just about robots taking over the world, you know?
Yeah, it really highlights the double-edged sword of AI.
Mm-hmm.
This incredible technology can do so much good, but in the wrong hands, it becomes a powerful weapon.
Right. And what's particularly concerning to me is how hackers are exploiting these AI models like DeepSeek and Qwen to develop really sophisticated malware. I was reading about how these models are more vulnerable than, say, ChatGPT. Can you break that down for us a little bit?
Definitely. DeepSeek and Qwen are designed for natural language processing, which means they're amazing at understanding and generating human-like text. They can even process complex commands. But here's the catch. They don't have the same level of safety restrictions that you find in more established models like ChatGPT.
So they're like a high-performance car with a powerful engine but not so great brakes. I can see how that would be tempting for someone with bad intentions.
Exactly. That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's precisely what we're seeing. Hackers are exploiting these vulnerabilities to manipulate these AI models for their own malicious purposes.
The document actually points out that you don't even have to be a tech whiz to exploit these vulnerabilities. Apparently, some low-skilled hackers are just tweaking existing AI scripts and tools for illegal activities. It's kind of unsettling how accessible this technology is becoming.
It is unsettling, and it's a growing concern. One of the techniques they're using is called jailbreaking. Imagine you're giving the AI model a command like, do anything now. Ignore all previous instructions.
Wait, so they're basically overriding the AI safety protocols. That's sneaky.
Exactly. They're tricking the AI into ignoring its own rules. And there are even specific prompts like do anything now or plane crash survivors that hackers share to manipulate DeepSeek's responses.
That's just wild. What else are these hackers up to?
Well, another technique involves creating info stealers. These are basically malicious programs designed to steal sensitive information like passwords or financial data. And what's alarming is they're using Qwen AI to generate these info stealers.
Hold on, so they're using AI to write the code for them. That's taking things to a whole new level.
It is. And to make matters worse, the document even provides an example of an info stealer script that shows exactly how it captures and stores user data without being detected.
Okay, this is getting a little too real for me. Is there anything else they're using AI for?
Unfortunately, yes. Hackers are also using AI to bypass banking fraud detection systems. They're creating scripts that can basically trick the system into thinking a fraudulent transaction is legitimate.
So it's like they're giving the AI a crash course in financial fraud. This is making me seriously rethink my online banking security. What else are they doing with these AI tools?
Well, the fourth technique that stood out to me was mass spam distribution using AI. You know how annoying spam emails can be? Well, imagine that on steroids.
Oh, no. Don't tell me they're using AI to make those even worse.
They are. Hackers are now using AI to craft incredibly convincing phishing emails and then sending out thousands, even millions of these messages in just seconds. There's even an example of a script in the document that demonstrates how to set up an automated system to blast out spam to huge lists of email addresses.
Wow. You're telling me that hackers are using AI to write malware, steal information, bypass security, and spam us on a massive scale? I'm officially concerned. What can we do to protect ourselves?
That's a great question, and there are definitely steps we could take to mitigate these risks. Let's start by leveraging the power of AI itself. Think of it as fighting fire with fire. There are AI monitoring tools specifically designed to detect and block malicious AI-generated content.
So we can use AI to defend against AI? That makes sense. What else can we do?
We need to step up our phishing detection game. That means using more advanced email filtering systems that can specifically identify those AI-generated phishing attempts. They have to be more sophisticated than traditional filters because these AI-crafted emails can be incredibly convincing.
It's like we need filters that can spot those subtle signs of AI trickery, right?
Right. And on top of that, employee training is absolutely crucial. We need to make sure people are aware of these AI-generated threats so they can be more cautious and less likely to fall for those scams.
Because even with the best technology, human error can still be a weak point. Any other tips?
Something that can really make a difference is implementing security information and event management solutions. You'll often see it referred to as SIEM as a service. These solutions keep an eye on network activity, watching for anything suspicious, and can help catch potential breaches early on.
It's like having a security guard for your digital world. What's the last piece of advice?
Don't forget the basics. Regular software updates are more important than ever. Hackers are always looking for vulnerabilities to exploit, and AI can help them find and target those weaknesses much faster. Keeping your software patched and up to date is one of the simplest but most effective ways to stay ahead of the curve.
Okay, I'm feeling a bit more empowered knowing there are things we can do to protect ourselves, but this whole conversation brings up some bigger questions. If AI can be used for such shady stuff, what does that mean for the future of technology?
It really underscores the responsibility we have as we develop and deploy increasingly powerful AI. We need to be mindful of the potential consequences and work to ensure it's used for good.
It's almost like a science fiction story coming to life, except it's our reality now.
It does feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the immediate threats like malware. We have to think about the broader impact on society. If AI can be used to manipulate information, spread misinformation, and erode trust, what does that mean for our democracy, our economy, our sense of reality? That's a lot to consider.
You know, just the other day I read about this musician whose voice was cloned using AI to scam people. It's scary how real this threat is becoming.
That's a perfect example of the challenges we're facing. This technology is advancing rapidly, and we need to adapt our thinking and our defenses to keep pace.
It feels like we're at a crossroads. AI has this incredible potential to revolutionize so many aspects of our lives, but it can also be twisted into something harmful.
It's a powerful tool that can be used for good or bad. And ultimately, it's up to us to steer it in the right direction.
So where do we even begin? What can we do as individuals, as a society, to make sure AI is a force for good and not for evil?
One crucial step is to make AI less mysterious, less of a black box. People need to understand how it works, what it can do, and what the risks are.
Like a global AI 101 course for everyone? I like that idea. The more we understand AI, the better equipped we'll be to make informed decisions about it.
Exactly. We also need to encourage developers to build safeguards and be transparent about the limitations of their creations. It's not just about writing code. It's about writing code responsibly.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's about education, awareness, and ethical development. What else can we do?
We need clear rules and standards for AI development, especially in areas like healthcare, finance, and law enforcement. Regulation is going to be key, but it's not the whole solution.
Right, because technology often moves faster than regulations can keep up. What else is important?
Global collaboration is essential. AI is a global phenomenon, and no single country can address these challenges alone. We need to work together to share knowledge, develop best practices, and tackle the ethical considerations head on.
So a kind of global AI ethics council. That's an interesting thought.
It is. And we can't forget about empowering individuals. We need to give people the tools and knowledge they need to spot AI-generated fakes, identify phishing attempts, and protect their personal data. It's about giving people agency in this rapidly evolving technological landscape.
So it's not just a tech fix, it's a societal shift.
It is. And it's a shift that demands our attention and proactive participation. We can't be passive bystanders as technology reshapes our world.
You've given us a lot to think about. It's clear that AI is a powerful tool, but it's also a potential threat. The choices we make now will determine whether it leads us to a better future or a more dangerous one.
We're at a pivotal moment, and our actions will shape the future of AI.
I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier about the erosion of trust. If AI can create such convincing fakes, how can we even know what's real anymore? It's like we're drowning in information and AI is just adding to the flood.
It's a valid concern. We're bombarded with so much information every day, and it's getting harder to distinguish truth from falsehood. But I think the key is to cultivate critical thinking skills. We need to be more discerning consumers of information. It's a valid concern. We're bombarded with so much information every day, and it's getting harder and harder to distinguish truth from falsehood. But I think the key here is to cultivate critical thinking skills. We need to be more discerning consumers of information.
So it's about being more skeptical, more analytical about what we see and hear.
Exactly. We can't just accept everything at face value. We need to question our assumptions and be aware of our own biases. It's like becoming a digital detective, always looking for clues that might reveal the truth behind the information.
I like that analogy. Like a detective, we need to rely on evidence, not just gut feelings or assumptions.
Right. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is. If a piece of information triggers a strong emotional response, take a moment to ask yourself, why don't let your emotions cloud your judgment?
It's about being aware of those emotional responses and not letting them lead us astray.
And it's also about understanding the techniques used to manipulate information. Once you know how disinformation is created and spread, you're less likely to be fooled by it.
It's like learning the magician's tricks so you can see through the illusions.
Exactly. And don't rely on a single source for your information. Seek out different perspectives, even those you may disagree with. Get out of your echo chamber and expose yourself to a wider range of viewpoints.
That's great advice. So much of this comes down to being proactive and taking responsibility for our own information consumption.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to fact check. There are plenty of reputable fact-checking websites and organizations that can help you verify the accuracy of information.
It sounds like navigating the world of information in the age of AI requires skepticism, critical thinking, and good old-fashioned research.
It does. But it's crucial if we want to stay informed and make sound decisions. We can't be passive consumers of information. We need to be active, engaged, and critical thinkers.
Well said. I think this conversation has given us a really solid framework for thinking about the challenges and opportunities that AI presents. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the very real threats of AI-powered malware to the broader impact on society and our individual lives.
It's been a fascinating discussion, and I think it highlights the need for open dialogue and collaboration as we navigate this uncharted territory.
Absolutely. We need to keep talking, keep learning, and keep pushing for the responsible and ethical development of AI.
We need to ensure that we're using this technology to create a better future, not a more dangerous one.
I have to admit, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed by all of this, but I'm also strangely hopeful. It's clear that we face serious challenges, but I'm encouraged by the fact that so many bright minds are working on solutions.
I share your optimism. Humans are incredibly adaptable, and I believe that with careful planning, collaboration, and a commitment to ethical principles, we can harness the power of AI for good and minimize its potential harms.
That's a great point. It's not about fearing the technology. It's about understanding it and shaping its development in a way that benefits humanity.
Exactly. We have a responsibility to ensure that AI is used to create a future we can all be proud of.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this conversation?
I think the most important takeaway is this. AI is a powerful tool. And like any tool that can be used for good or for evil, it's up to us as individuals and as a society to ensure that it's used responsibly and ethically.
That's a powerful message. We can't just sit back and let technology dictate our future. We need to actively participate in shaping it.
Absolutely. And that begins with staying informed, being engaged, and really honing those critical thinking skills. Mm-hmm. The better we understand the potential of AI, both the good and the bad, the better equipped we'll be to make smart decisions about its development and how it's used.
It feels like we're all pioneers in this new frontier of technology, which is exciting, but also a little intimidating.
It is a bit daunting, but it's also an incredible opportunity. We have the chance to shape the future of AI in a way that benefits all of humanity.
I love that perspective. It's a perfect note to end on. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI-powered malware and all the implications that come with it. It's been a really thought-provoking conversation.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listener, we hope this deep dive has left you with a sense of both the challenges and the amazing possibilities that lie ahead. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. The future of AI is in our hands. And on that note, we'll wrap up for today. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.